This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You say you're having some trouble with girls, they keep getting away. You cry every night, so you email these Jews just to see what they say. You do you. The Game Boy will come on and oh, to find an email. And did you know that one of these Jews wipes before he poos because it saves time? Seize their cheats, YouTube their shit, and they'll teach you to get down with it. On If I Were You podcast show, if you're looking for your Romeo, that's awesome, dude. When things get rude, Jake's mom better put the podcast on low. And one thing, can you just tell me how did Jake lose his V? Because I really want to know.
Another day, another Hamilton parody.
Yo, an embarrassment of riches.
That one is from Tom Holt, who it's a parody of that song. What is it?
King George's song, right?
You'll Be Back.
You'll Be Back.
He says,
"You'll be back."
There's a terrible cut to the end, but my editing skills are that of a 90-year-old man on a typewriter. Also, the quality is shite. Well, we
That's
liked
not
it.
True.
We liked it, Tom Holt.
We loved it.
We loved it a lot. There's a kitten in the studio, a cat. Now he's trying to get out. I don't know what he's doing here.
Is it a he or she, though?
I don't know. I thought you said it was a woman, a female cat.
I believe. I didn't get quite a good enough look at his or her anus.
Yeah.
I looked up how to find the sex of a cat.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about where
she or he is doing this cute thing where it's sort of like
she's
pawing.
Scratching. Yeah, she wants out.
Pawing at the glass
door. I guess we got to just leave the door open because the cat, because before it was pawing to get in.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to excuse myself just for one moment.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you more about how to find the sex of your cat.
All right. The backstory is we work in a place with many offices, and I guess this cat belongs to nobody. It's been here for a while, and sometimes it came to visit us, and sometimes it disappeared. But for whatever reason, it wants to come back in. For whatever reason, this cat, we have to get a cat door. This cat hasn't let, or this cat came here and spent all day with us yesterday.
Yeah.
We took it out before we closed the office. We opened it again, right back in. And then I get to the studio portion of our office, and the cat is fast asleep on the chair.
Well, that's her chair or his chair. So here's the way it works. Their urinary opening, their urethra, it's about the distance from the anus.
Mm.
If on a woman, the cat's their vagina is a small hole right below, or a small slit right below the anus.
Uh-huh.
And on a male cat, their urethra is a small hole about an inch and a half away from the anus.
You're telling me that a male cat does not have a dick?
It does, but it's inside of its fur. It comes out when it needs it. But it's
a retractable little dick.
Yeah, it looks like a hole, just like the vagina looks like a small hole below the anus.
That's funny, because the way my dick works is relatively similar. So I have a little slit next to my anus, and that's my dick.
So it's not relatively similar.
But when I need it, yeah. But when I need it, it jets out a little bit.
You also have a tail.
Yeah, I have a. Oh, sorry, a little tail.
Cat attacks you. You can't even play make the noises.
It's a black cat, just jet black with green eyes.
Mm-hmm. A beautiful cat. We still haven't given it a name.
I suggested Gumby.
Yeah, but it didn't stick.
That's on you. I mean, the cat didn't like it.
I'm not gonna reject any name, but like it just I accepted Gumby, but it still hasn't stuck.
I never had a cat growing up, but I got to tell you, they're kind of growing on me how little attention you need to give them.
Low maintenance. Yeah.
I'd say it's closer to a cactus than a dog.
Definitely. Yeah. It's more of a succulent than a pet.
Yeah. It goes cactus, one, level of responsibility. Mm-hmm. Cat, three, dog, nine.
Totally.
Yeah.
And like, there are some houseplants that are more demanding than this cat.
Right.
We put a plate of tuna out in the morning and she hasn't even finished it.
So you don't... I feel like if I didn't walk into the studio, she'd sleep in this chair for years.
I'm wondering, she has yet to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the plan is there.
Yeah, and then the way it works usually is there's a litter, right?
Yeah.
You just have like a box of sand that it'll piss and shit.
Yeah, well, when I was growing up, we all of our cats were outdoor cats. So they would just sort of claw at the door.
And you said they would leave and come back, and sometimes they would leave and you wouldn't ever see them again.
Sometimes we wouldn't see them again. And there was one or two times... there was one of our cats whose name also didn't stick, so we called her Black Kitty.
So low maintenance. I've cared more for video games than that.
Yeah, but she was gone for several months. We thought she was dead, and then she came back.
And then were you happy to see her, or was it sort of a nonplussed, whatever?
Well, it was a little scary because
situation.
She came back, and she was so mangy and sad, and we were like, where have you been? What happened? And we nursed her back to health, and then she died. And what I heard is that a lot of cats they run away to die.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I think that's
what she was doing. She like ran away to die, but somehow lived a lot longer than she thought.
Survived.
Came back.
You just leave a bowl of food out, leave a bowl of shit and piss, and it'll take care of itself.
Yeah, there's just cat food out all the time.
All right, I'm sold. I'll adopt this cat.
Awesome. I think we should. Well, I want to order litter and stuff for the office and some cat food.
Won't it scratch? Can we leave it here for the entire weekend?
I think so.
Won't it scratch the furniture?
Maybe.
And that's fine.
With me. We could get a cat, maybe a little cat scratch post.
Now we're becoming a cat family.
I'm going to go on Amazon and really load up on some cat shit.
What's the thing with the spider on a string?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Dude, I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about. But I just tried to entertain her with a little string, and she was not impressed.
Cat jingly ball toy. What's it called? It has a name, doesn't it?
I just thought it was a cat toy. I didn't know.
Fuck, this is going to bother me. Talk about something while I look this up.
All right, so the cat anus, the reason I couldn't find the other hole on the anus
catnip.
Catnip is a food thing.
Is it? I thought it was the toy. What is catnip?
I thought catnip is a food that cats eat.
Oh, this looks like it's a plant.
Right.
Huh.
And it like makes them crazy.
Yeah, but what is it? It's an herb?
I think they eat it and it's like a cat getting stoned or like or being on meth.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I got high off that once.
Mm-hmm.
Once.
Just once.
All right, what is this? This is not a cat show. This is an advice podcast.
Hello.
The only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
You know, when I introduce myself to people, I have to say, I'm Amir. I can't just say, hi, Amir.
Yeah.
Because they think I'm saying, hi, I'm Ear.
Oh, interesting.
But Amir. When I say, hi, I'm Amir, they all hear it correctly.
I'm Amir.
That's just a little tip. The advice on the show is a little more universal than that, but that's just a little tip for anybody with my name.
Whose name, yeah, sounds like... Also, your name sounds like I'm here and a mirror.
Yeah, and
for a long time, my aunt and uncle could not find my show because they were searching Jake and a mirror.
Oh, interesting. You would think it would autocorrect to the actual show.
Yeah. I bet they weren't looking that hard. I should call them out.
Auntie? Is that you and the kitty, auntie?
Come here, kitty. Come here. Gumby.
He doesn't care.
I think it's a girl.
Okay.
She's very furry, so that's the reason I couldn't see where her second hole is.
Where the pussy's pussy is.
All right, that's...
You know, cats enough. Are called pussies sometimes. So it'd be like, that's a pussy cat.
Yeah. Oh, you call her puss.
Oh, that's funny. Or what about little pussy cat? What about a stinky little pussy cat?
I don't want to call her stinky.
Yeah.
And the pussy's offensive, too.
Sure.
And cat's a little obvious. So all three of those are out.
All right. How about stinky little pussy cat?
I like that one.
You just have a really short-term memory. All right. You sent me some questions, right?
Yes.
And you think these are good ones? I haven't even read them yet.
I found them to be quite primo.
Okay. And then I found one that I wanted to answer, but we can get to that one later. For now, we'll start with this person who we'll call...
Ooh, famous cat names. Dr. Seuss isn't a famous fucking cat. What's the cat in the hat's name?
I think it's just the cat in the hat.
Okay. What's...
Garfield.
Garfield, yeah.
Garfield is good. Hey, guys. My name is Garfield. My best friend is dating a really hot girl. Now, they have this great relationship, and I don't want to ruin that, but she is really hot. I've brought up the idea of a threesome to both of them a few times, at least 10 times each, and my best friend is absolutely against it, but the girl could go either way. Here's the thing. I don't actually care about the sex, though I am a virgin. It's just that he's black, she's white, and I'm white, and I think the aesthetics of this threesome would be absolutely divine, like some yin-yang type shit. So I guess my question is, how can I convince my friend to go along with this threesome? I've told him that I don't need to stick my dick in her vagina or anything, but he's still against it. Any tips? Signed, Garfield. Huh.
What do you think?
Garfield makes an interesting point.
That if a threesome should be about the color palette.
Yeah.
Rather than attraction.
Him and her together is not yin-yang shit. That's just black and white.
Right.
It really has to be two whites and a black person.
Well, two whites and two blacks to make it a full yin-yang.
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't want that. He just wants the yin-yang that's sort of skewed in his direction. He's also a virgin, but that's unrelated. He also doesn't want to have sex with this person. He just wants it to be a threesome.
So he'll actually still be a virgin after the threesome.
So what do you think is an ideal world for him?
I think, well, I guess I personally feel like he has to stop asking.
Yeah, I would, okay, he said he's asked 10 times each. I would gather each. That would get annoying.
So, he's basically heard no 20 times.
Yeah, he won't
the girl
take it
could
for
go
an
either way, or she's just sort of being polite to you because you're her boyfriend's best friend.
Yeah, the meanest a girlfriend can be to her boyfriend's friends is saying probably
it's up to Jerry.
Yeah, all right, well, if it's up to you, dude, let's fucking do it. I mean, I think it would be some yin yang type shit.
That's probably why he's saying no.
Can I convince him? Didn't Dave do this to you once?
Did I tell this story already though?
I think so. You like came home and Dave was mad that you wouldn't have a threesome with him?
Yeah. I like brought somebody home and I went to the bathroom and I walked by Dave's room and Dave like mimed fucking to me and he like points to him and to me and he was like and I like nodding. I was like, "What are you talking about?" It's like threesome. And I was just so taken aback. Like
you had brought home five slices of pizza.
He was like, and I was like, no. And I was surprised that he was even like really felt like he needed an answer. Like it seemed just like a shut up dude type thing. And I was like, no, of course not.
Yeah.
Like, why not? What is wrong with you? You're a fucking loser, dude.
The weird thing is that he was just as offended as you were.
Yeah. He was just like, how could we not do this? And I mean, first and foremost, I'm not the sole. I don't solely make the decision. It's
yeah,
not my
threesome
call
has to
here.
Be unanimous.
And I have so much to lose by broaching that. I'm already good.
It's funny to imagine if the situation were switched, how like a girl brings home a guy and a girl's like, "Can we both fuck this guy?" the guy would be like, what are you doing? Say yes. And like, but there's no situation where a girl would be like, what are you doing? Say yes to the guy.
Well, there was, this happened the reverse with Dave.
What?
Where he brought somebody home who did want to have a threesome.
Whoa.
With us.
Whoa. Oh, wait. And a girl wanted to have a threesome with you and you and Jay, Dave.
So, but Dave brought her home.
Got it. And not then, like a girl brought Dave home and she's like, can me and my roommate fuck you?
No, no.
It was like, can I have sex with you and Jake?
Yeah.
God.
Can I fuck Jake
too? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Dave, and she was the one asking, and Dave wouldn't let it happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
A hypocrite.
I know.
Did that happen later?
Yeah, it was afterwards. And I still give him shit about it.
Would you have done it?
Of course. Of course.
Of jorts.
Of jorts. I wouldn't have fucking hesitated.
You'd want to have sex with somebody and Dave?
Yeah, that's a fun bonding experience.
Yeah.
And she was black, so it would have been this whole yin-yang
type shit. My question
is, the most important thing, kind of sex you could have.
How can I convince my friend to go along with a threesome? I don't think you can convince him of anything. If anything, you have to, I guess, bribe him. I mean, that at a certain point, he'll only cave for cash.
Yeah. Well, everybody will cave for cash. That is the tattoo that you have on your... That's a chest piece that you have.
It's called Cave for Cash.
And you, ironically, did not pay the tattoo artist.
No, I didn't cave for cash. I told him that I don't need to stick my dick in her vagina, but he's still against it. Yeah, of course he's against it. He gets to have sex with his girlfriend, and he only has things to lose from this situation.
I disagree with everything that this guy's about, and I don't think that he should press this any further, but I do have advice if he's like not going to relent.
Okay.
I feel like you could ask, your new quest could be that you want to watch them have sex. Because a couple, I think, can convince themselves that that's hot. I definitely as a couple before, like, thought that was sexy.
That is something I've never even thought of.
Watching your friends have sex?
No. Having sex to an audience. Like,
you've never done that?
Yeah, never. People watching.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Does it turn you on a little bit? Is that why you're...
I'm intrigued. I don't know if it's hot or cold. I imagine it would be too... Like, sex is already... There's so many, like, unspoken communication happening and, like, slight, like... you know, nervous things going on just between the two people having sex, let alone like thinking about what other people are thinking or doing.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
saying.
It's a different kind of fucking, but yeah, totally.
What, you've had sex in front of a live studio audience?
Yeah, there was like that special episode of Full House.
Yeah, and you ended up opening for them.
That's right.
Getting
me
blown.
And Kimmy Gibbler both blew Bob Saget.
No, wait, that was a dream you had.
Oh, shit. It's still happening.
You've had sex in front of an audience?
Yes.
Okay. Next question from someone we'll call Heathcliff. Heathcliff, I think, is the best TV theme song ever. So if you guys are curious.
Heathcliff, Heathcliff, no one should
terrorize the neighborhood. Yeah, exactly. but it goes on for about a minute and a half.
Yeah, it's really good.
So Heathcliff writes, my best
friend. Better than Scooby-Doo. Scooby, Scooby-Doo,
where are you?
I got some work to do now.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I miss theme songs. They don't have it anymore.
That's when we have a TV show one day, we should have a really nice long, minute-long theme song.
Yeah, that explains. It should be a premise theme song.
Yeah.
Like Gilligan's Island. All right. Heathcliff writes, I'll just jump right into it. My girlfriend has the worst TV etiquette I've ever experienced. We've been dating for 5 months, and I really didn't notice anything until 2 months ago. Since we'd mostly go out and do things when we went back to my place, there wasn't a lot of TV watching going on, if you know what I'm saying. A little details, I'm 25, working full-time. She's 22, finishing up college. So back to the topic at hand. She won't stop talking when I'm watching a show or sports or anything, really. It's just nonstop questions and jokes, and even worse, the jokes are usually terrible. When I've tried to ring it up, she just pouts and says, sorry for trying to talk to you. But she doesn't change what she's doing. What's even more frustrating is that when it's one of her shows on, she talks and asks me questions, and God forbid if I'm not paying attention to The Bachelor, she gets mad. Recently, she mentioned that her lease is up at the end of May, and I think she's hinting at the fact that we move in together. Outside of this one issue, I adore this girl, and she makes me really happy. I'd really hate for something this trivial to ruin what's otherwise a really really great relationship, but it's starting to get at me. Any advice you can get to get past this situation would be pretty ace. Thanks, Heathcliff.
I just love this question because I've been here before.
Yeah, it's a very specific problem, is the TV or movie watching etiquette.
Have you suffered this?
No, not specifically. I wouldn't say I've been with someone who was annoying to me when watching TV.
And when you're watching TV, are you a talker, a chatter?
I'll make the occasional joke if someone looks stupid.
Of course. But
I'm not going to ask questions throughout. I remember when I was growing up, I would always ask my brothers why a show went to commercial break. I'm like, why was there a commercial there? And then it'd be like, well, there's like a conflict and they haven't resolved it yet. I'm like, oh, okay, interesting.
So you didn't know that there was a conflict?
And then why was there a commercial there?
But why was it for Huggies?
I don't get the ad. Wait, you've experienced what this guy's experiencing?
Yeah.
Which is what?
A girlfriend who talks throughout a show. And I like to be silent. Like
bone silent.
When I miss even a word, this is why it's tough for me to watch TV with people, because I like to rewind.
Wow.
I really don't like to miss anything.
Rewinder.
Yeah.
That's like the other side of it, like paying too close attention.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I bet I annoy people because I'll rewind maybe 40, 50 times during, you know, the first half of a 15-minute short.
So within the first 7.5 minutes,
I've rewatched it from the beginning, YouTube video. Close to 1,000 times. I probably in an hour-long show, I probably rewind 2 to 3 times.
Wow, that's pretty big.
It's not like, yeah, but it's just like the 10-second skip back.
What are your thoughts on closed captioning as a form of understanding a show more?
I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Interesting.
If somebody needs to have it, I'm like when I go home, my dad really likes to have it because he can't hear as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like totally cool with that.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I also don't mind it. I was like, oh, I guess it does help me, because invariably you won't understand something.
Right. But then I do. I feel like I'm missing visual stuff. Mm-hmm. There are certain shows that I would not like it on.
Yeah. Like Real Housewives of Orange County probably needs it, but like Real Housewives of Atlanta, you could probably get by without it.
Right, right. Well, you know, Dani, she said the funniest thing.
Yeah. And she was like, cash me outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
And then there was Leanna.
Yeah.
Do you remember what Leanna said?
I'm not here to make friends.
Yeah. And she,
how about that?
But then she was friends with Leandra.
Right. And then she was like, cash me outside.
And then she said, how about this?
That, yeah.
I wonder if those are anybody's names in those shows.
The question here is, what can he do about it? I thought this guy was like, this guy doesn't like this girl at all. It surprises me to hear that he's so annoyed by her during TV. He's like, but otherwise, it's great. I love her. It's like, you think if this thing annoys you, it's like the last straw.
There's like a tiny little kernel in there, too, that you, like, and the worst part is, her jokes aren't funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, wait a second.
You don't find her funny.
You know, that's a problem.
But is that a huge problem if you're not a comedian? Like, a lot of people just aren't funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, can you imagine living in a world where that just doesn't bother you? It's like, oh, she's not funny, but neither am I.
I do. There was...
So we're both kind of just not funny, and that's fine.
There are plenty of shows where, like, Oh, wait, maybe we even talked about this, but, like, Superman.
Oh,
Clark
Kent's,
like, really hot.
Yeah, but he's not funny.
He's not funny. The Lois Lane doesn't really laugh.
Unless
she's cracking her own jokes.
Sure.
But there's not, like, silliness inside their house. Just serious shit.
Yeah.
But I think I might have brought that up. Anyway, this is what I do and did and solved this problem.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
You watch the show without them beforehand?
No, I straight up, if they start talking, I pause.
Oh, wow.
All the time in the world. What do you have to say? Whatever. And then like enough, that's annoying enough to people who don't like to pause that they'll stop talking.
Is that the definition of passive aggressive? Because you're just being passive about something that you really hate, and then you hope that they get the hint.
But I think that's less passive aggressive to me and more like just
passive.
Yeah. Like I don't care. So I mean, I would, I guess, like
aggressive would be
yelling.
To
me, it's like the lesser of two evils.
Right.
Or the lesser of three evils. The most evil being talking during the show. the second most evil being like having a fight. Like, yeah. Shut up! You can't. Shut it!
Sorry, you're scaring the cat.
And the third, the least evil is just like pausing while we're talking,
right?
Because like I don't want to miss anything, but we can pause and talk. Tell you, you're blue in the face,
but you're ready to pause every like 30 seconds.
I would rather do that than miss the show.
Do you hope that she gets the hint?
They always have.
So they do. They're like, all right, I don't want to like keep pausing the show.
But I've also never I've only been with people who, like, when I pause, they're like, oh, you don't like when people talk during TV. I'm like, I just don't like to miss stuff. And then it's fine. But I've never been with somebody where I'm like, hey, I want to, like, listen to the show. And they're like, oh, sorry for trying to talk to you.
Also, your jokes are never funny.
Like, I guess you should be sorry for trying to talk to you to someone during the show.
Jeez Louise. All right. I say watch it beforehand. You say pause the show and hopefully they get the hint.
Mm-hmm.
Tight. All right. Let's actually take a break right here. We'll come back. We'll answer more questions right after this with Jake and a cat. Let us know what you think we should name him.
Or her.
Her or her.
I'll take a picture of her anus or his anus and you guys could let me know what you think.
Awesome. Thank you, dude. We really got to thank some sponsors.
All right.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
Hey, we're back. I was just saying, it's funny how there's going to be moms named Brittany soon. So it'll be like, hey, Brittany, will you make me and Travis dinner tonight?
Brittany is a mother. Britney Spears is a mother.
Yeah, exactly. But like soon Britney's will have children old enough for like
them. You feel like Brittany is like such a millennial or young person name.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, Brittany, can Tom come over? It's like, that doesn't seem like I'm talking to a 50-year-old yet. But it will be the case soon.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about what you're going to name your kids?
Definitely. I already got a good one.
What is it?
Well, if it's a guy, Max or Noah. Max Blumenfeld or Noah Blumenfeld.
I like both.
And if it's a girl, let's run it again until it's a guy.
Stinky Pussycat.
What's new, Stinky Cat?
Puss. Oh, yeah, we could call her Allie if it's a girl for Alvin, and then Alvin if it's a boy.
That's good. Actually, Max can work as a lady's name, too.
Maxine.
Yeah. Can Noah be a girl's name?
I guess anything can be.
Do you know what you're going to name your children?
Totally.
They've got to be... Oh, you know what would be good for Hurwitz? And you kind of would like it because it's an all-American name.
Pray tell.
Henry.
I did... Legit, I wanted to name my kid, I guess Henry could be the long form, but I wanted to call him Hank.
Yeah, Hank Hurwitz.
Hank Hurwitz is great.
But Hank is short for Henry, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Henry Hurwitz.
Henry Hurwitz. I like it.
Alliterations are good.
But I feel like if you want to just call your kid Hank, you might as well name it Hank. Like, I have been Jake my entire life, legally Jacob.
Oh, you want to?
It's like complicated a little bit.
You want the legal name to be the nickname?
Yeah, because then you don't have to like have two names. I have my name on my cards is like Jacob Hurwitz, and on my passport, and like some places like use my full name Jacob, and then sometimes I don't know. I run into a little bit of
interesting. Okay, issues. Let me float this by you,
please.
Kill yourself.
I don't want to.
You're
do
clearly
that.
Not happy with where you are
I don't
in life.
Be dead.
You're not enjoying the lot you've been dealt.
I'm happy.
So fucking jump
off the
bridge.
I have frustrations. I don't want to be dead.
All right. Never mind then.
Bad suggestion. End of my life.
Clearly.
We're talking about how I want to have kids.
You're not into it. Forget it. Let's move on. .org.
I want to procreate.
We're going to Denver and Tempe this week.
That's what's up, baby.
This episode comes out on a Monday. On Wednesday, we're in...
On Wednesday, we're in Denver.
Denver. On Thursday, we're in Tempe.
On 420, dude.
Yeah, brother. Tempe's supposedly a very fun town. I don't know if I've ever been there for an extended period.
I don't think you have, because we did... There was a College Humor live show at the University of Phoenix, which I think is in, or University of Arizona or something, which is in Tempe. And you were not there. I did it with Pat Castles.
University of Arizona or Arizona State?
I don't know.
University of Arizona. One of them's in Tucson.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. University of Arizona's in Tucson. Arizona State's in Tempe.
Got it.
Either way, it's going to be fun. Shows, tickets are still available at ifireyoushow.com. And then in a couple weeks, we're doing our huge run, which is Atlanta, Georgia, Raleigh, North Carolina, D.C., then Philly and Brooklyn, which might be sold out by now. So grab your tickets as soon as possible. Tickets for all those shows at jakeandamir.com or ifiwereyoushow.com.
Yep. This is our first ever podcast in Denver, Tempe.
Atlanta.
Okay. I guess everywhere else we've sort of been. But even when we were in Raleigh, it was only for Duke students.
Yeah. These are going to be first-time shows for hopefully everybody there. So
come through.
Fun. Come on down. That tour might hurt us the Monday through Friday.
We're biting off more than we can chew. But I think it'll be fun. We'll just be fried. I feel like that's why this will be a fun tour to go to, because we're going to get very wacky.
Yeah, we're going to get silly.
Delirium is going to set in.
That's good. Anything else we shouldn't mention before getting back to the questions?
I feel like I want to make people subscribe to our YouTube channel. And how do we do that? We offer them cash incentives. And how do you offer a cash incentive when all you've got is a cat? You have to be inventive. So
we're offering cat inventives. That's right. For every subscription we get starting today, we'll invent a cat in your name and honor. And set him free.
Pretty neat. Pretty neat if you ask me.
You're talking about HeadGum's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/HeadGum.
YouTube.com/HeadGum, where we are making videos.
Every Thursday.
We saw a depressing stat today that we have way more men subscribed to the channel than women.
Oh,
so
why don't
ladies,
we only ask women to subscribe?
Lady, fine, yeah, that's a good idea. And actually, dudes, why don't you unsubscribe while we're here?
Oh, that way we can level the playing field
yep.
a little bit. So if you're a dude that's subscribed, unsubscribe. And if you're a woman that hasn't subscribed, subscribe.
Or why don't you just change your sex on your, like, Google in your Google account,
or just change your gender in reality.
That's even easier.
Like, trans issues are actually pretty hot button right now.
Yeah,
I heard that there was like a pretty big shit going on.
There was.
I was like, there was like a thing, and I was like, floored to hear about it.
I know. I can't believe it's an issue. You know that we have like very, very strict men and women bathroom laws here at HeadGum.
Yeah.
I hope everybody knows that.
Yeah. We have a woman's bathroom and then the sink for the guys to take a shit in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do.
And I will. And I often do. And
how about Catlin as a name for this cat?
Huh?
Catlin?
How do you spell it?
C-A-T-L-I-N.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Like, Catlin?
It's almost like a typo of Caitlin.
Yeah. Well, it was Catlin Stark is a character from Game of Thrones.
Typo is a good name for a dog or a cat. Like,
typo
if
is pretty
journalist.
Good. Well, let's call her Typo.
Yeah, Typo.
Hey, Typo.
It's actually her blood type, too.
Yeah.
So it works out. My blood type is Typo.
What's
as
like
in
a...
it's misspelled.
Oh, Glitch is also kind of a cool name.
How's that?
Glitch.
Oh, but I think you're supposed to name animals two syllables.
Really? I thought that I heard that animals only remember one syllable.
Well, I heard that.
You always think I'm wrong about shit.
All right, let's answer a few more questions. We got two more to get to.
All right.
Your last question is titled Nipple Insecurity. It's from a female cat. Is there a female cat? Nermal from Garfield is a female, right? Or I thought she was a female, but it's actually a guy.
Oh, interesting. Nermal.
Yeah.
That's a cat?
Nermal the cat. It's like the gray cat that Garfield hated. I thought it was a female, but it's actually a male cat.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Or is it the opposite? Nermal's gender. Yeah. Fans have often mistaken him for a girl kitten because of his eyelashes and his seemingly effeminate personality and the tone of his voice. But Nermal is actually a male.
Okay.
So.
What is a female cat?
A bitch.
No.
That's a female dog.
Yeah. And God. Even.
A female cat is a cunt.
No,
isn't it?
I'm asking what in pop culture.
I see.
What cat
I
is
I see.
It? What pop culture
I
cat?
See.
Yeah.
I see.
And you added yourself.
Huh. Okay, let's rack my brain.
A slanderous
here.
Bigot.
Mm.
You rack what little brain is in your head.
Let's call him Nermal either way, because I assumed it was a female cat all
okay,
along.
Okay, sure.
Nermal writes, the question is probably shallow, but it's been bothering me since my early teens. I have larger areolas than I think is normal for my boob size. I don't know if you guys understand bra sizes, but I'm only a B cuff, and I feel like my areolas would be more suitable for a D. I've never shown anyone my boobs, mostly down to my insecurity with my nips. I know it's not much I can do in this situation, but I might as well ask. Does this matter to guys? Is there something you care about? Are boobs just boobs? I'm curious to what you two have to say. Thanks. Love you guys. Come back to Ireland.
Aye.
Nipples the size of potatoes.
An areola.
An areola. The size and circumference of a Killian's Irish Red. Now that's the ale
nipples
difference.
As long as a bagpipe.
Oh, down at the Guinness factory, we used to eat areolas.
Sure.
Killian's Irish Red.
Peter.
Peter, he de glata tater. So what?
I was thinking she needs to send me a photo of her breasts. Oh, come on. Grow up, dude.
Yep, I see the email you forwarded.
Oh, I didn't mean to forward this response.
Let's see your little saucers. Oh, my God.
The teacups.
Let's see if your B cups are actually teacups.
So... here's just backtracking out of this enormous PR nightmare.
It's a PR frightmare.
I don't think it's ever occurred to me.
I mean, I've noticed bigger nipples and smaller nipples. I've never paused to the point where it stopped me from doing anything about it.
It feels like this is something that I don't know if I ever cared about it, but it was like more of a discussion point when I was 13 to 16. And like that was when it was probably bad news to have a body that was like drastically different than anybody. Uh-huh. But as I've gotten older, these things don't matter to me. I don't think at all.
You don't give a shit.
No. So I think that, I don't know how old this person is, but if they're young, then I say, don't worry, it's going to get easier as you get older and start dating more and more mature gentlemen. And if you're already mature, then I say, throw caution to the wind.
Yeah, if this is your biggest issue, you are good to go. Size of your nipple, that's very inconsequential.
And not even size of the nipple, size of just the areola.
Right, the actual nipple. I've seen nipples that are long, and I've seen nipples that are short. I've seen areolas that are big and small. But I've never paused to think, oh, that's not a good one. It's all good because it's all boobs, and boobs are exciting.
Is there anything that you are particular about?
I don't specifically like, and this is just a personal thing. Do you know what I'm going to say?
A flat butt?
No, pierced nipples.
Oh, we're just talking about just straight boob things.
Yeah, I was talking about nipple talk when I'm talking about just on a personal level. I don't like the piercings. I feel like it hurts me to touch. I don't want to like touch it with my mouth. I don't want to touch it with my fingers. I don't think it's particularly, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
It just seems like it hurts. Like I see it, I'm like, oh God. It like gives me like nails on a chalkboard.
I don't know if I have that as severe of a reaction. There was a time when I was younger when I was like, I want my girlfriend to have pierced nipples.
Did you want to touch it?
I don't know. I guess.
And do they get hot when it's in the sun?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't like it. it freaks me out.
I don't care.
But the actual physical attributes of an areola or a nipple or whatever, you don't have to worry about that. I wouldn't say guys care about that. Boobs?
I really do think most guys are so excited to be seeing boobs and touching boobs and playing with boobs that...
We don't have boobs, so boobs are exciting to see. Yeah.
Yeah, and on an evolutionary scale, you know, that the reason we like boobs so much is because they're like bouncy and fucking crazy, right?
No, you're talking about that's where we get fed. So
I'm saying like an evolutionary,
right?
The earliest beginning of time, boobs were just like fucking crazy and like they're so hot. Is what I'm saying.
No, right? I don't. Think
evolutionarily.
You are saying the word correctly. I'm not doubting
that. We were swinging on trees. We came down. We decided to walk across the golden grasses of Africa.
What?
We went from hunched over to standing upright, and we did this all, and we relied on boobs being fucking dope the entire time. It's pretty cool. So when you see boobs and you're like, ooh, I want to touch them, like, just know that your ancestors saw boobs and they were like, I want to fucking touch these, you know?
I don't even want to start. If I were to start correcting you, it would take...
In what sense?
I'd have to, like, start dissecting piece by piece to figure out what's wrong and then rebuilding. It would be a gut renovation of your entire sentence.
Right. And psyche.
I don't have time to do that. Yeah. We didn't swing on trees and then evolve from the water to the golden grass of Africa for boobs.
I think our forefathers.
No.
Yeah.
That's so much later. Right. Forefathers is like the 1700s. You're talking about Washington, Adams, and Jefferson.
Our great ancestors. Of course. They were apes.
Yes. No. Sure.
Chimpanzee, basically. Monkey people.
Get that? We did evolve from a different...
They left the tree.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Sure, just continue, because I'm not entirely sure.
Do you think that we evolved from lizards into monkeys, and then... So they're monkeys.
Okay.
They come down from the trees.
Okay.
Where are they?
On the grass of Africa, you said?
That's right.
The golden grass.
That's right.
And that's in order to... What?
See and touch and feel boobs. That's right.
Oh, brother, I don't know if that's that's right at all.
But I do know one thing. Garfield loved lasagna.
He really hated Mondays.
He hated Mondays and he loved Italian dishes. I wonder if his favorite part was the noodles, the sauce, or the ricotta cheese.
He didn't actually dissect it. He didn't get very far into that.
I'll tell you what my favorite part of lasagna is.
Yeah.
The meat. Actually, I like the noodle. The cheese is pretty good, too. But it wouldn't be shit without the sauce. And the meat, that gives it that extra flavor. The noodle gives it that extra texture. The cheese, that's some extra flavor. And the sauce, don't forget about the texture and the flavor there. What's the best part of a lasagna? The fucking meat, the sauce, the cheese, texture. And the noodle. The texture, the flavor, the temperature. You gotta eat it hot.
Or cold. It's good either
or
way.
Or room. Best temperature for a lasagna? Would you say room?
No, that's the worst.
I would say room.
You want it to be Luke? You want it to be the same temperature room or as Luke, the air?
I think the best temperature for a room is Luke. And I think the best temperature for Luke is room.
So your friend
Luke room. Hi, I'm Luke Room, the worst temperature you can be and have and see and smell.
I was named after the two worst temperatures. Oh, my Lord. All right, I'm glad we got to the end of this episode. I think we learned a lot.
For sure.
Thanks for finding those questions, Ben.
Help us name this cat.
Help us name the cat.
I like typo.
Help us subscribe to HeadGum on YouTube. Thanks for everyone who's written in. Thanks for everyone who's coming out to the shows. Thanks for everyone who submitted a theme song like Tom Holt in the opening. And Maddie Sales here with an outro. Those email addresses, or the email address, I should say, for every question, every theme song submission, every cat suggestion, is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, too.
Tweet at us. Let us know if you're coming to the show.
We're reading those at mentions. I'm reading the at mentions.
That's what's up.
It's a rolling AMA. You know, I've almost been on Twitter for 10 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, man.
Thanks, man. I needed to hear that.
You did need to hear that.
So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week on a Monday.
Toda. I hate Monday.
Nice.
Nice.
Garfield.
And I don't know what to do. So I email if I were you, show.com. Tell them about my STDs and how I failed my SATs. Jake is the cute one, and Amir brings all the fun. I got 4 or 5 questions to ask you, like what would Jake or Amir do? Well, Jake could probably fuck everyone in town, and Amir would explain love using bar graphs.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.